Welcome to the Dirt Bike Brewer Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and in this episode, Gold Rider Chris Cash. Now, a name that we may not know unless you're kind of in the Hard Enduro series, but it is a Gold Rider with a great future ahead. We are talking to him, however, for this episode, for not that reason. There is a viral clip going around at the moment of poor Cashy doing a crashy down a hill, and we thought we kind of get the story from him straight away. It is a massive, massive crash. Check out our social media. Listen to the episode. It was a big crash, heavy crash, over the hangers, straight down a hill. So go check that out. Thank you to Chris. Thank God he's okay. Chris has also got a big year coming up with some overseas racing, so it was cool to kind of get at the start of it, and we'll continue to talk to him throughout the year. But Chris Cash, go follow him on Instagram and all the other social media stuff. Also follow our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, Acherbis Australia, and Adventure On Store. I need to do a quick shout out to Adventure On Store. They supported a rider this year come over to Kosciuszko Killer. So that was super cool of Adventure On Store. So not only do they do adventure bikes, but they also do hard enduro stuff. So go check out Adventure On Store. They definitely have everything you need for bikes. And so they've also got a toolkit there that I love and I carry with me all the time. So go check it out. It's a little poncho roll-up one. Awesome bit of kit. Go check them out. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to you. Come find us. We'll be at Wattle Flat. Come get some stickers. Come get some merch. Come give Turtle a hard time. And keep getting after it. Cheers. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Brewer Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time. And everyone that gets on this podcast, we share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn. Really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend, or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia, and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited. The guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia. We wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like, because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure, and that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there. We need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in. It is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers. All right. I'm here with Chris Cash, Gold Rider. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
How you kind of healing up after a massive weekend at Kosciuszko Killer?
Still a little bit sore, but a lot better than I was on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get into why, and I think when I saw you when I was driving out, you're kind of like you're explaining, oh, you know, my bike's pretty bad. And I was like, I had no idea what you're talking about, but I didn't realize how bad it actually had got for you. But before we get there, how did you find the whole weekend itself?
The weekend was good. It was got a bit of rain, which is good. I've never rode Cozzy in the rain, so I was pretty mad. Mm. The prologue was good. I love the prologue, having a hard prologue. It was good to have something different. So, and the race too. It was tough. So,
I mean, good. How did you like that motocross start on the prologue? I think it's kind of one of the talked about things. Just having everyone go at once, especially all you Gold Riders, it was a bit of a sight for everyone.
Yeah, I reckon that was probably one of my favorite things. I mean, I got a shit start, but it's still fun.
it was the noise and everything too. Were you able to watch, like, say, the bronze guys or the silvers? Juniors go off?
Yep. Yeah, I watched bronze and silver. Oregon silver was awesome. That was like the whole start straight was just full.
Oh, yeah.
And it was taken off.
It was great when there was like a full bunches, and obviously bronze was the same with two full rows, everyone just going. It was a hell of a noise when it all took off.
Yeah, no, it was wicked. It was almost like man of the motocross.
Yeah. And then obviously when you got into the trees, it was a bit dicey and there were some massive crashes in there.
Oh, yeah. I think it was one of the juniors I seen, like, just full front flip.
It was all those little hidden rocks and sticks all in the tree line. That's what got them all.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't even walk up and have a look in there. And then I started seeing bikes flipping over, and I thought, oh no. Probably should have had a look up there.
Nah, mate, just send it straight in. That was my theory. Just get her in. Don't worry about it. Hold her wide, and she'll fly inside. Anyway, and then so you're talking about the technicality of the prologue. Now, the prologue's changed between bronze, silver, and gold. Can you kind of explain what the kind of gold prologue looked like?
So it was kind of similar to previous years, like the layout, and then they just added, like, they called it the thing, and then we went down Fig Tree, and then they, out the back, they added another steep hill, like kind of near Tangle as well.
All right.
So, yeah, no, it was good having some technical hills in the prologue, so.
Well, that's as you said, that's kind of what you want, to kind of enjoy the bit more racing and I guess also level the field out a little bit for prologue and for your main race starting times as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it yeah. Well, I mean, that's what we're there for, really, is to ride up hard hills. So
yeah, and Kosciuszko has a fair few hard hills for you to climb up.
Yeah, that's right, definitely.
and then main race, it was just kind of rained the whole time. Were you one of the riders that kind of got stuck on those first steps getting out of the start line before the Rocky Mile?
I managed to ride out. I did a few fishtails up top, but I didn't get stuck there, so that was good.
Look, it was sloppy.
It was so slippery, so slippery.
And then in the Rocky Mile, how'd you find that?
Not too bad. It was like there was one section in there that was a bit slower, but most of it was like fairly consistent. But yeah, that was pretty wet too.
So how many laps did you get in?
I got one lap in.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So did you, obviously we talked just before, about certain sections, and one section that you got stuck in for an hour, which is quite crazy to think about, seeing as you're kind of sitting around, but these rock steps were just too slippery for you.
Yeah, too slippery, and then just like there's a whole, like there's so many people there just in that one section of track, and there was just a couple of bits that were one lined, and you kind of needed help as well. But yeah, that sort of just held everything up a bit, and then, yeah, ended up just waiting around for a little bit.
But then, as you said before, you've now seen footage of Solo just ride casually through there.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
I mean, yeah. You'll get there, mate.
Yeah, one day, hopefully.
Yeah. And you've done this race before, however, this was the first time in the wet. Were there any areas that were harder than previous years?
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty much all the hills were a lot harder. So where you got like, you'll be riding in the dirt and then you'll just have all these little rock steps. All of them were just twice as hard as what they would have been in the dry. In the dry, you just bounce up them. Mm. Yeah, just the slippery rocks really was probably the biggest difference.
And because you kind of, I suppose you weren't the first rider through, the lines were a bit more kind of cut out and all that leaf litter on the top was gone. Was the dirt quite grippy for you, even though the rocks weren't?
Yeah, I found the dirt pretty grippy. There's there's probably a couple of sections that are a bit slick, but not many. It was yeah, I thought it was pretty grippy, the dirt.
Yeah, right. So how long did the lap actually take you?
I took 4 hours 20, I think.
Wow, that's a slog.
Yeah. It wasn't, once I got out of that creek, and then probably the next decent hill, once I got out of there, it wasn't too bad. But yeah, no, it was good.
But I guess what we're here for is the infamous crash that's kind of blown up all over social media, mate.
Yeah, I'll be known for crashing now.
Yeah, it's not cashy, mate, it's crashy. But I guess if people haven't seen it, we'll share it on socials, and it'll be all over your socials, and I guess all over the Hard Enduro socials, and probably all through Instagram reels and everything else. But it was a heavy crash. Do you want to try and explain it the best you can?
Yeah. So basically, I went up the thing and then got to the top of that. And then I was starting to go down Fig Tree. And then I just didn't commit to the downhill. I ended up crashing a little bit higher up than where the video starts. And then the bike slid down, and then I went down, got the bike, and then I picked it up and then got on and then went to start going, let the front brake off, and then I didn't realize the handguard was actually jammed in the lever. And then when I let it off, it didn't come off. And then and then, yeah, before I realized, it was the rear wheel was already catching me. And then we started rolling.
Mate, you just got ejected.
Yeah, it was. I didn't even really have time to think. Really, by the time I realized what was happening, I was like, "Oh well, we're just along for the ride now."
Jesus, take the bars. I'm off.
Yeah, that's right.
Mate, it looked heavy. It looked like a heavy fall, and you kind of went limp a little bit as well when you hit the floor. I thought, "Oh my goodness, he must have been knocked out for sure," but not the case.
Yeah, well, that's what the missus thought when she watched the video as well. She's like, looks like you're just, like, knocked out. But I definitely remember sliding down the hill, I can tell you that.
Probably thinking, this is not fun. This is not where I'm supposed to be right now.
Yeah, I probably got lucky that it's so steep. I kind of slid out of it a bit. But, yeah, no, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I mean, you are lucky you didn't, do a break a collarbone, do a shoulder, do ribs, do anything. You kind of just managed to toboggan your way down.
Yeah, no, I got lucky there. I literally broke that same collarbone on the same side like only a year and a half ago, so I would have been spewing if I did.
Yeah, I know, especially in the first round too.
Yeah, I know.
But then I guess the body aside and the noggin aside, how did the bike fare?
Yeah, not ideal. I snapped like the muffler completely off the mounts, and then subframe was like, I pushed the right side, it's been like pushed back into the subframe and like big bulge out in the subframe, and then twisted the bolts that hold the bar risers into the triple clamps, they're like bent right down.
Damn.
And then other than that, it was pretty much it. I busted my headlight as well, that's all smashed up, but yeah, other than that, it wasn't, I think that's about it.
Mate, that sounds expensive.
Yeah. I haven't pulled everything apart to add to the list yet, but yeah, hopefully there's not too much more on it.
Mate, to not do a subframe though, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it must have like down the bottom, I reckon it's just landed straight on the back and just jarred it.
Mate, just so lucky. Like the footage, I know when it first came out, it was just unbelievable. And then I think I sent it to you and like, what the shit? Like, I couldn't believe you were able to walk away from it, let alone finish a lap. How was it like picking the bike up at the bottom? Did you kind of not realize how big the crash was until you saw the video?
Oh, I kind of knew it was decent-ish. And then, because I could hear my bike as I was kind of sliding down. and then once I got up and then walked over, like my muffler was like down at me swing arm. So I knew it was decent. But, yeah, no, I pretty much just ripped my muffler off and then ripped my headlight off and, yeah, finished the last bit of the lap.
Oh, it would have sounded great with no muffler.
Yeah, it did. It sounded good. It was loud.
Oh, yeah.
The next hill I was going up and I thought, oh, I really need earplugs right now.
Yeah, it would have been shooting straight into your brain.
Yeah, it was killer. But it was good.
And I mean, you got it all back together. I mean, you're not all back together, but you got all your parts together. So now it's just a rebuild because it's not that long before Bathurst.
Yeah. I won't be getting the Bathurst.
No?
I'm going to have to miss it. I fly out to Spain like that day.
Oh, gutted, mate.
So, yeah, gutted to miss it, but I'll be doing other riding as well, so... pretty keen for that. So
yeah, it's a good trade off, mate. We'll let you have him. Plus, it's probably going to take you that much time to save up for to fix a bike anyway.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, I should have the bike fixed by the next one after that.
Yeah, and so does that mean much riding now between now and the next one at home? Because I mean, you're down on the far south coast, and it's absolutely beautiful down there. And I watch you ride quite a bit. So, will you be continuing riding, or are you going to have some time off the bike?
No, I'll keep riding. I'm hoping to have the bike ready to ride this weekend. See how I go.
Ooh, keen.
I'm just going to rough up the muffler and whatnot. But yeah, I'll be trying to do heaps of riding, and then I go to Spain in 4 weeks, and then I'll be doing pretty much 3 weeks, hopefully full-time riding with a mate over there, Severs, and then go over to Erzberg at the end of May.
Yeah, mate, it's going to be busy time for you. And Erzberg is a huge thing on the calendar, but also just a massive commitment from yourself.
Yeah, no, there's a fair bit in it, getting everything organised, and it's been a few busy couple of months trying to get everything ready, but it's all coming together.
And what will you be riding over there?
I'll be on Sherco.
Yeah, nice.
So, on the Sherco 300. So.
Hopefully they won't see the footage of this weekend, cause otherwise they may pull your rental on you.
Yeah, that's right. I might have to take it down.
Take another exhaust, mate, just in case.
Yeah, I should take another muffler just in case.
Well, look, Cashy, it's good to chat to you. It was cool to see you at the event, and I mean, that footage will live on probably for a very long time, so I guess we'll all get to relive it, and you'll have to relive it as well.
Yeah, I'll be living with that one for a while, I think, so.
Yeah, it's not going to leave you, but congratulations on the weekend, man. Well done for at least finishing your lap, and I look forward to chatting to you before Erzberg.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.